Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Hello, good.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, good. Big stretch, Creamo.
Yeah.
Is it one of those nap mornings where you disappear for 10 minutes and have a quick little kip?
I don't think so. I think we'll just crack on with the rest of the work for the day.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a big day together today. We've got a dinner tonight. Tell us about the restaurant we're going to.
Yeah, where are we going?
So it's Roy's at Mayfield. It used to be my favourite restaurant, Barrio, but they're gone.
It's burgers, yeah?
Yeah, so now it's this guy, he's like worked in all restaurants around Newcastle, apparently. Yeah. Now he's doing his own thing, burgers.
Huh.
Like $16, it looks good on the pictures.
Yeah, there's, nice.
Here's a picture, a sample of like a chicken one.
Oh yeah, you get fries. Australia's getting very much into the American style burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's tasty. I think it's great. It looks delicious.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll be good.
Half a bird on that burger.
I know, right? So yeah, we'll see how they go. They got like fried chicken and stuff as well. If you're into that more. But it'd be interesting to try them.
Because I've got gym beforehand, so
you work out.
About that.
Work out and then burger.
Yeah, work out then
guilt
burger.
Guilt free. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Well, so Jade, we're going shopping for Halloween decorations today. What are we doing?
Well, we're going to have to get costume for you.
I'm not buying it today. I'm just looking and making a decision.
Okay. Looking at getting some vodka to make jelly vodka shots.
You've changed your mind about that more, like, so many times.
I know. I just think it would look cool to have them there. Like, who doesn't love a jelly vodka shot?
That's true.
I mean, it's been maybe 10 years since
I've
had one.
People sucking them down around you, you know what I mean? But Ben's given me a list of things that I've got to do, though. He said, today you need to clean up the laundry, put stuff in the shower so people can use the toilet, maybe clean the other toilet too. Like, thanks, Ben. So I'm going to have to clean the toilets and the bathrooms and...
Theory.
Yeah.
I'm not helping with that, by the way.
No. I'm going to leave vacuuming to tomorrow.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
So Benny obviously really hates it when you don't clean up. You know? Do you think this is his way of turning your party against you and just him making you clean?
No,
like,
you know
getting
what?
The house done?
Ben thinks because we come home about 12:01, sometimes
that you're
earlier.
Just playing with your put all day.
That you know, because I nap for maybe 2 or 3 hours, depending that I'm lazy.
Maybe 4 sometimes.
Sometimes yesterday I did sleep for 4 hours, but obviously my body needed it. Like, so he thinks just because we start work early and we finish early, doesn't think we get tired.
Like he's not thinking about your well-being. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
No, he just thinks I'm being lazy. But it's like, Benny, I'm doing shift work.
Yeah, what time does he get up in the morning?
I think around 7.
Yeah, so we're already an hour into the show by 7 a.m. So
yeah.
I mean, you know, you've been up for 3-4 hours at that point, yeah?
But that's what I mean. That's what I hate about, like, I love Benny, but, like, it annoys me when, like, sometimes Mum and my sister and that, they think, yeah, you should be doing more, but it's like, no, you don't understand. Like, you guys know the fatigue. Like, you nap.
Yeah, yeah. How many? You get plenty of sleep, though, don't you? Oh my God, we're doing sleep chat. I'm bored already. What are we talking about?
We just get comfortable.
Oh,
we're
no.
just like, you were well in.
Yeah, I was.
You were well
I was sucked in. I was ready to join this conversation, but let's not.
Yeah.
Let's talk about maybe your party a bit more.
Oh, yeah. The party's coming up. So party on Saturday. Everyone's probably sick of hearing about the party too.
Who do you think is going to get the loosest?
At the party? Hard to tell because I haven't held a house party in a while, but I'm going to say maybe Sooty.
Sooty. Sooty's from the band, from Ben's band, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I love the nicknames you have for your circle of friends. Like,
yeah.
Like, let's run
a lot
through
of
them.
Food-based ones, aren't
Sooty?
They?
Sooty.
Yeah.
Sooty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey.
Honey, yeah.
Her name's not Honey.
Yeah, no, that's her, really. That is her name.
Called her Honey.
Yeah.
Is there's
as far other, as I'm aware.
There's another food-based one, isn't there? What is it again?
Yeah.
Is it ice cream?
Well, actually, speaking of ice cream, one of them, he looks like the Battle Pop line when he had his hair. So we used to call him Paddle Pop behind his back. But I, he knew. Like,
was
we say,
that the one?
No.
The ice cream one? Yeah, no. I think so. Paddle Pop.
Not
yeah.
behind his back. He did know. Like, you make what, the joke. Like, ah, you look like the Paddle Pop.
What flavor Paddle Pop?
Chocolate.
Chocolate for short, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Anyway. But yeah, no, they're all a great bunch.
That'll be fun. None of us.
My worlds are colliding.
Yeah, you know what? We've never met the bandmates, have we, Maddie?
No, this is quite an interesting party because you really are melting worlds together, Jade.
Are any of your mates single for Maddie? Like suitable for Maddie, do you think?
No.
As far as I'm aware, they go the other way. I don't know about it.
Are there any singles coming for Maddie?
Well, yeah, there's a couple that are single. There's actually one that they think might be that way but hasn't come out yet.
Really?
Yeah.
In the closet?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'll point him out to you and you can see because he always...
I can tell instantly.
I reckon, yeah, good.
Gator.
This will be good. Yeah. We'll test it out because we all talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you rate your gaydars?
My gaydar's normally 100%. I called Ben's cousin out on being gay, and Ben's mum at the time, I said, Liam's gay. She's like, no, he's not. I said, no, trust me, he's gay. Came out a couple years later, gay.
Did you rub it in your mum's face? Called it.
No. My mother-in-law, no. But I knew, though.
Mine's pretty good, I think.
When you guys first met me, did you pick that I was gay?
No, actually.
Can't remember.
No, you didn't come off gay.
You're fairly masculine.
Yeah. Hey, guys, how are
you? You didn't put on that voice.
What voice is that?
My friends actually think that I've turned much, like, I seem straighter, like, over the time that I've lived in Newcastle. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, my tone of voice, the things I say.
Yeah,
like,
but yeah, you're hanging out with straight people more.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's very easy, I think, for gay people to act more gay around gays.
Around their gay friends.
Gay friends.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I've never thought about that.
Well, there you go. All right, well, enjoy the podcast.
You can tell because Maddie sometimes comes back from, when you come on back from trips from the Sydney.
From where? From the Sydney.
From the Sydney.
The Sydney.
You always act.
Big city.
You
big
always
city.
Get that little. Sometimes that, what's that? I'm looking for the right word.
No, I'm going to let you just paddle in that pool by yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to dig a hole. No. Bit more over the top. You get more sayings. You have more of the gay sayings.
Have you got any examples of...
Love this for you. Or like, you do you, babe. Like, you start putting on a little bit more of the twang.
Yeah, I don't notice.
Yeah, I can point it out for you if you want.
You do you, babe.
Yeah.
I don't say it like
that. Not like that.
You do you, babe.
But sometimes...
The sayings. Okay, we got it.
The sayings, yeah.
Interesting.
Good. Okay, enjoy the podcast. Enough about me. Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very good.
Morning.
Feeling good.
It's
excellent.
Thursday, everybody.
Last
yeah,
week.
Is. I know.
Zoom. Gone so quick.
When you're having fun.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm sleepy this morning, but I'm all right.
That's
I
am? Good.
It hasn't felt like a quick week in here.
Aww.
There's a difference when you're sitting by yourself. Things
yeah,
go a lot
true.
Slower.
I was going to say, there's always a difference in perspective of time with us because we're always like, oh,
busy,
it's gone
busy,
so
go,
weak.
Go, yeah.
You're
so
more
fast.
Than welcome to come and sit by me.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
No,
come
thank
on
you, that's
in,
very
Jackson.
Nice.
Come
I'll
on.
Wander down.
All right, awesome. Good. Well, that changes the dynamic.
Yeah. So, interesting.
Yeah.
I've had a big debate with myself this morning. So, I always wear a hat, right? And it's because my hair is so bad.
He's not even bad.
I've decided to put it into like a little top knot recently, and it was a big move for me because I'm trying to wean myself off the hat. I'm 30 years old. I can't be wearing a backwards baseball cap for the rest of my life. I finally like let it loose and went out last night with it.
Yeah.
And the guy I was with said it looked like garbage. So I did it this morning, and then I was like, you know.
Did you get self-conscious?
I got so self-conscious, so I put my hat on.
I bet you took advice from a 40-year-old man.
I did, look.
Firstly.
It looks great, man. What are you talking about?
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think you can pull it off.
Like, it's a nice little top knot.
Yeah. Leave your hat off.
Give me your hat. Give us a treat.
I worry that it kind of looks like a New York, old school New York mafia guy slicked back.
It doesn't. You know what?
Yeah, well, the other option is the backwards hat, which is a 90s gangster. So you're in the mob.
The guy you're talking about, we all know, he's a friend of ours.
But
the thing is that he's probably a little bit shocked because you do look different because we're so used to seeing you with the hat. So it probably just shocked him a little bit.
Maybe.
There's only one person to ask.
Yeah.
And we all know who is the most fashion forward. It's Jackson.
Well, I've seen a photo of it and I thought it was great, but I'm going to come down and have a look.
Come and have a look in real life. Yeah, please do. I need it. Anyway, there you go. We've got a snake.
Dilemmas.
Yeah, got a snake on the loose story up next, guys, over in the States. It's a very interesting snake with two heads.
Two heads. Double the chance of a bite.
The old double-eyed snake.
Yeah.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Right now, we've got a snake on the loose story.
Don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
Yeah, over in North Carolina, a woman called Jeannie Wilson has discovered a snake whilst cleaning. Like, everyone's worst nightmare, right?
Yeah,
we all hate creepy crawlies, especially you this week, Jade, after your spider bite.
Yeah.
Snakes, horrible things. Terrible.
Especially when they look at you with their little beady eyes.
All I know is the first thing I'm doing is grabbing the shovel.
Whipping out their little tongue. That's how they smell, you know.
Is it really?
Yeah, with their
I didn't know that.
Flicking it around.
Anyway, she's going about her business cleaning, and this snake has two heads.
Well, hang on. So it's just whipped out its two heads.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, there's a snake there. Enough shock as it is with just a one-headed snake. But then she realized it had two heads. It's too much.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty rare, isn't it?
Nature's miracle.
Who knows?
Well, apparently the two-headed snakes form in a similar way to conjoined twins. So a developing embryo splits into identical twins but stops midway. It's like midstream. It's like, nah, this one has two heads. Very Medusa style. But unlike you, Jade, who would have ran out and got the shovel and killed the poor thing, very rare creature.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what it is. One in a million or something.
She's
crazy.
Found it a new home.
Oh, that's nice.
I wonder how long it'll live for. Because if it's got two heads, normally...
It was a baby rat snake, so it was apparently about 8 months old. So I've got a picture here for you guys. Have a look at this. It's only a tiny little thing.
Oh, so the heads are quite...
So like two fully formed heads.
That's kind of amazing.
It's almost like
isn't
a flower with two, you know, bits
like the
sprouting.
Old four-leaf clover.
Yeah,
sort of situation.
Apparently, it was very friendly when she picked it up and took it down to the scientific
twice as friendly
facility. Yeah, she was like, didn't try to bite me. She said,
"Wow,
well,
that's
it's
kind of amazing."
Got two brains, double the thought. It might take longer for it to make a decision. Cause it's
to bite you or not.
Would you guys like to have two heads? Imagine that.
No.
Very, very
too
annoying.
Yeah. And imagine having to go out at night and then do two full hairs and two full makeups.
Yeah, that's true. Well, usually when you see something with two heads, the second head is generally more deformed.
Mm.
So it's almost like a half head in a lot of ways.
I don't want a half head. No,
this snake has two perfectly formed heads, literally twins.
It's kind of amazing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you don't kill these. You got to call the nature people, Jay, whoever they are. Who do you call when there's a snake?
Snake catchers.
Snake catcher, yeah. Or if it's another animal, wires, I guess, isn't it? If it's a native.
Well, I guess so. Well, there's that was it that reptile's place down the road?
The reptile park.
Yeah.
They're only interested in, like, more unusual animals.
Really?
Because, Crevo, it doesn't get more unusual than a two-headed snake.
Well, they'd be interested to... like, but if you just have a regular snake in your house, because my on the farm, my dad found a python that was just over 2 meters, and they said it's got to be 2.5 or greater for us to be interested.
That's terrible. How dare they pick and choose?
Well, Jade, they only, like, that's not a rare animal, but they just, like, they'll only come and get it if it's, like, a super unusual, you know, capture.
Get the shovel.
Jade, like, honestly, you can't say that. You're going around punishing the heads.
Yeah, I know.
Or head. Terrible. Anyway, lads versus lasses up next.
That it is. It's our very own Battle of the Sexes game. 13-10-09. We need one guy, one girl. The lad's in the lead at the moment, to be expected. That's what it should be. So, lasses, don't even worry about it. But yeah, 13-10-09, we've got an Aussie movie pack up for Grams.
Yeah.
You want this?
Oh my God.
Because
deluxe.
It has The Castle, which is a classic. Put it in the pool room.
Straight to the pool room.
Yeah.
You'll be sniffing around that prize.
Yeah, I will. If no one comes and collects it, it's mine. So.
Jade loves a DVD. Anyway, 13-10-09, give us a call. Get involved with Lads versus Lasses.
Jade, Maddie, and Grizzo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Oh, the scores are getting tight here. Lads currently on 26, Lasses on 25. So, actually, we need a lad, don't we?
Yeah,
13-10-09, we do have a lass, Donna, who will play in a second. So, if you're a guy and you want to play our very own Battle of the Sexes game, call up now, 13-10-09.
Donna loves lemon meringue pie. She hates rude people and she wishes she was in Venice. Good morning, Donna.
Oh, yes.
Morning, Jade. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
I love lemon meringue pie. The guys were like, who wants to talk to Donna? And then I found out that exciting fact about you and I was like, me.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Donna, surely there are more delicious cakes and treats out there than a lemon meringue pie. Custard tarts, lamingtons.
No.
Well, there is. I like them all, but I do prefer a lemon meringue pie.
Ooh, la,
yeah,
la.
Out of all them, yeah. That doesn't mean that I won't eat the others.
Have you been to Venice before, Donna?
Yes, I spent 8 weeks in Europe 3 years ago, and oh my goodness, it is the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a nice part of the world, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. It's just beautiful over there.
Did you go over there with a partner, Donna?
With a girlfriend, actually. Yeah,
How romantic.
Yeah. I'm not.
Sorry. That's a friend.
Did you meet any Italian stallions while you were there?
No, I wasn't looking. Having too much fun. Didn't want anyone to hold up my fun.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Oh, how lovely. All right, Donna, let's see if we can get the ladies a win this morning. Your first question. When changing a tyre, do you start loosening the wheel nuts before or after jacking up the car?
After.
No, it's before.
Oh,
bugger.
Okay.
That's okay. Question number two. What is a cam buckle used for?
A cam buckle?
Yeah.
Is it some sort of camera?
No.
Okay.
I had no idea about that one either.
No.
It's for tying things down, like on the back of a ute sort of thing.
Oh, like a snatch strap.
Yeah, something like that, yep.
Yeah, if you said that, I would have got it.
Prevo wrote the question, so we made them hard for the ladies.
Oh,
alright, question number three. Which character from Star Wars was created more recently? A. Darth Maul, B. Kylo
Ren,
or C. Jabba the Hutt?
Number B.
That would be
correct. Yay!
One on the board for you, Donna. Excellent. Hold the line there. Ooh, could be close today, guys. Could be close. Let's meet our lad. His name is Brad, and he wishes he was in a Ferrari in Hawaii. Yeah, hello, Brad.
Hey, g'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, man. What a dream you have, my friend. Wow, Ferrari in Hawaii. Have you ever done that before?
No, it'd be nice, but it'd be pretty rusty, wouldn't it?
Well, I guess so.
Maybe the salt air, is that what you're worried about?
yep.
Okay. Yeah. Very enough. Good. All right, Brad, let's do this. You need to get two correct in order to take the win today. Question number one, how okay. old is Britney Spears? A, 28, B, 57, or C, 38?
I'd say 28.
Incorrect. She's 38 years old. Did you have a crush on Britney when she first released her song, 1999? No. Two. What is the T-zone in makeup?
What is the what, sorry?
What is the T-zone in makeup?
The T-zone is around the eyes.
No.
It's
not really. So across the forehead and then down to the nose.
All right,
like
question number three. Okay. You need to get this right for a coin toss, Brad. Who did Gwen Stefani just get engaged to?
I don't know. Sorry.
Yes, Blake the Shelton. Ladies have won.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks for
hope you get to Hawaii soon. Woo! Donna, you got it.
Oh, well, done to me.
Hey.
One for the girls,
Jay.
One for the girls.
Yes.
Another one for the boys.
Damn it.
Yum,
we're tired now. Thanks, Donna. Enjoy your day, Doc.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Greaso.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso. The Novos.
All right, guys, so I've got to... Remember we started this thing, Trashy versus Classy?
Yeah, love
yes.
that.
Like, last couple of weeks, new segment on the show. I've got one for you because I was looking on this... it's like a Reddit forum.
Yeah.
Which is all about where people do, like, camper vans. Like, yeah. they do up a camper van.
Okay.
And this guy has done, like... He's got one of those brand new VW vans.
They're popular now, hey?
Yeah, they look really cool. But then he's... like spray painted the whole thing with like wild galaxies and stuff like that.
Oh.
And I was like, you've taken a brand new car, and I think, in my opinion, you've made it a bit trashy.
Totally trashy. It's interesting because Jackson came in here yesterday with a photo of an old Commodore with Star Wars artwork all over it. And I thought, look, an old Commodore, you can get away with it, but not a brand new van.
Yeah,
nothing
it's
wrong
all
with
trashy.
It.
It's
I
all
think it's
trashy.
It's classy. It's cool. If somebody wants to
it
get their
unique.
Car sprayed, why not?
Well, this is the thing. I was like, on the one hand, yes, it's quite unique and quite interesting. But then on the other hand, brand new car, have you just ruined that? Like, is that a bit of
totally
a trashy
ruined.
Move?
No, because if you're going to keep it. Someone, like a collector, someone else, there's someone else exactly like you who loves the same thing and is just as passionate. They're
not
your seller.
Really. You just limit your market.
Yeah, but niche might take longer to sell, but you could sell
Jade,
it. I think it's classy.
As if you would put anything, any kind of artwork on your car, on your Alfa Romeo sports car that
I
you like
would.
To tell us all about so often.
What would
you spray paint on there?
Lady Gaga, my chihuahuas, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I'd put my idols on there.
All right.
Sorry,
okay. New debate on the show
picture
next.
Picture of Ben and I as well.
Oh, really? No, you would.
I think I would. I think I'd get our heads looking at each other adoringly on the bonnet.
131009 is getting your car, like custom artwork on your car, trashy or classy?
All
this
class.
Is the debate. So you team Jade and you reckon this is awesome?
Yeah.
Jade should get chihuahuas spray painted on her car? Or you team Maddie and you think, just keep the car the colour it was meant to be.
You know what?
Boring
I reckon
black.
There will be some tradies out there that have put some flames on their ute or something.
Flames,
sure.
Lightning bolts. My first car had lightning bolts, blue ones.
Really?
Electric blue. My Ford Laser, it was red and it had blue lightning bolts going down the side.
How awful.
131009, Team Jade or Team Maddie?
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
131009 this morning, trashy or classy custom artwork on cars?
Jade, Maddie and Greaso.
This is all because I was on this forum. I saw this guy's bought a brand new Volkswagen van, like really smick looking thing, like a camper one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's gone out and got it spray painted with the galaxy all over it.
That's cool.
I don't... I was was unsure. I was like, oh, is this like a bit trashy?
Planets are awesome.
Cool?
People are fascinated by space. So why not, you know, drive around in your own, like, essentially spacecraft if you have a vivid imagination every day.
Just so trashy. Do you know what? You know how you can go to a gallery or something or go to a photographer and buy a really nice print for your wall, an original print, beautiful. Yeah. But then you can go to the hot dollar store and buy like the real, like they have prints for like $20.
Very different though.
Like double, so it's very different. I think trash.
All class. There's some great designs. You know, actually, I knew this lady. She was famous there for a bit. So she actually got her car inspired by the artist Pink. And you've probably seen it. She has pink. It was just all pink. Pink. The singer all around her whole entire car.
What color was it?
It was pink. And she loved it. And it made her so happy to drive. I think it's cool. And, you know, it made you happy whenever you used to see it around Nowra driving past.
You know what? If a woman or a bloke is pulling up in a custom car, custom artwork, they're drinking a Woodstock can as well at the same time. No, I can see it.
I would get my car painted, and I'm not drinking as well. Woodstock.
13-10-09, your team Jade, do you reckon it's all class, like the Queen, or team Maddie, and you think this is a trashy move?
Hey, Trevor, you on the Woodstocks? Good morning, Trev.
How we going, guys?
Good. You loving this, or what are your thoughts?
I see so many cars around each day, quite a few of them, beautiful, but to do that kind of work is trashy.
Okay, all right, Team Matty.
One trash.
But why, though? Is this because you don't like the design they have? Like, they could be really nice people. It's just classy. It's what they like.
Jade, I love good artwork. Don't get me wrong. But you go to buy a brand new vehicle and you go and get a $5 kit of paint or spray paint and you do that to your vehicle, you're just cheating yourself.
You know what's even worse? You're right, Trev, when people spray paint their cars.
That's different, though. I agree with, like, you shouldn't be getting a can from Super Cheap Auto and just spraying it yourself. But if you go to a proper, like, graphic artist that does a good job, I think it's classy.
All right.
Go get a vehicle wrap. It'll save you a lot more time.
Yeah, and look better.
Change it whenever you want.
Very good.
Very true.
Thank you, Trev. We've got Sharon on the phone. Trashy or classy, Sharon?
Classy.
Yay!
Classy. There you go, Jade.
I'm married to a guy that had street legal, the paddle van, back in the 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Star Trek painted on his. And he won Top Van of Australia about 3 years in a row.
So there's a competition for it. Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Star Trek car.
So
you can Google it.
Sharon.
No. Look up street legal.
Street legal.
So when you were dating this guy, yeah?
I'm married to him now.
Oh, you're married to him now. Was it weird the first time that he pulled up in a Star Trek van?
Oh, wow.
Like, were you like, oh, that's interesting. I haven't seen that before.
Yes. And if you Google search all street machines back in the 90s, 80s, 90s, there's a whole heap of them there that was all graphic design.
Yeah, they look cool. I'm actually looking at it now. He's got a great car. I think it's classy.
I'm with you, Sharon. I'm just looking at the pictures now. Does it still have the mustard yellow velour padding in the back?
Yes.
You're not too keen on that part, Sharon, are you?
No.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for your call, Sharon.
All right. Well, opinions still split at this point.
What a great car.
50% say trashy, 50% say classy.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I want to have a chat about some of the most hated Aussie foods. I was outraged by this. So it's non-Aussies have ranked some of our nation's greats, like fairy bread, you know, toffees or stick drawers, they like to call them.
These are always on YouTube, like some American tourist that's been here for 2 months and then they,
they say
rate all of our food.
This is a proper article on taste.com.au. So I was actually shocked that they put this out there. And, like, I'll read you some of the the trash that I read.
Okay. Wow.
Feeling very strongly about this.
Very passionate.
Mention fairy bread. Say a bad word about it. Jade's off.
I had it for dinner, like, last week once. Okay. I love fairy bread.
Sounds healthy.
It's very you.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Right now, Jade is getting on her soapbox. Here we go.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Now, okay, I'm very upset with some non-Aussies because they're out there ranking our nation's weirdest foods, they say, which I don't think they're weird. They're classics. They're staples that you've grown up on, okay? For instance...
Please explain.
Have either of you ever had the Devon and tomato sauce sandwich?
Absolutely.
I've had that before.
Yep.
It used to be a staple in my house when I was growing up.
It's a crime against food.
No! I grew up on it. I think a lot of kids grow up on...
Turned me off Devon for life, though. Like... I can't even remember the last time I had Devon.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody should have Devon ever.
Yeah, but growing up as a child, I think you should at least give them a sample of that, right?
Here's an anecdote, right?
Yeah, okay.
My parents at the moment, they always have Devon in the fridge.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's weird. Why do you have that? My dad's like, oh, I cut little bits off and give it to the dogs as treats.
Oh, no.
That's what it's good for.
Millionaire Mark.
Sarah, who's actually Italian, has said, my parents are both Italian. So imagine my surprise when a friend had a Devon and tomato sauce sandwich. My Italian blood just cannot do it. I had the typical Italian lunchbox, salami and cheese.
Yeah, salami's much better.
Yeah, do you know what? I do agree with that. Like, it is an Aussie staple, the Devon sandwich. It doesn't taste that bad, Crevo. It is still nice. If you get a nice piece of white fresh bread. With some nice Berliner Devon, with some tomato sauce, the nice tomato sauce, the one that's full of salt, beautiful.
Oh, look, it's not great. Yeah. There's so many better foods that we can be proud of. That's not one of them.
Okay. Well, let's move along to my favourite, fairy bread, because I actually just said to you guys, it was actually pickleball last Wednesday. I had 6 slices before I went and played pickleball.
Well, that's a bit much.
Isn't it? I love it.
I don't think I've ever had it as an adult. Have you, Maddie?
No, I don't think I have.
I'll make some for the Halloween party.
I think like 7-year-old birthday parties where that wraps up.
That should stay.
All right.
Ship sails.
This is written by Selena, who's actually married to a Brit, okay? My husband, he attends his first children's birthday party in Australia, sees a rainbow-coloured bread and thinks, ooh, what's that? He grabs one, takes a massive bite and proceeds to spit it into his hand whilst turning to me saying, what is wrong with you people? A few years on, it's our son's favourite food and he would eat it daily if permitted.
Well, luckily they don't let him eat it.
Whinging Brits, I say. That's how they got their name.
Ring your shame bell, Jay.
Oh,
thank you. Whinging Brits.
Whinging Brits.
Fairy bread's not bad.
Okay, the Chico roll. I know you love a Chico roll, Maddie.
Oh.
Sue goes.
Stuff it in me.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, he loves a Chico roll. Sue goes, I don't even know what's in it. So disgusting. That's all she's written.
Yeah, you know what? The Chico roll, not great.
I love it.
It's a cabbage roll, basically, isn't it?
Crevo, what do you eat when you've had a night on the booze or something? You know, you feel like some fried food. You're turning your nose up at a Chico roll.
Kebab, KFC, Chico roll, not so much.
Do you love chicken salt on fries?
Yeah. I like chicken salt.
I love chicken salt.
Okay,
now we're talking about
Remy, this is from Remy in France, chicken salt. When I first ordered fries, I was asked which topping I wanted. In the list of choices, there was this chicken salt. I had to ask twice. I chose chicken salt because I thought it would be an extra juicy salted chicken layer on top of the fries, and the idea sounded Aussie enough to be possible. So when the fries arrived, I was disappointed at first not seeing my chicken topping, but the taste was absolutely delicious. So that's a positive.
Well, there you go.
Hey, we finally got a win.
How daft, honestly.
I know.
Like, you're getting a layer of chicken. What an idiot.
Some people don't get our food, right?
Oh, can I do one more. Right. The Dagwood dog, right? Classic, the Pluto pups.
Oh, yeah, into that.
So this is from Erin, apparently, who's from Japan. Dagwood dogs are daggy. And then in brackets have written, pun intended. But they're not that bad, I suppose.
Go have your ramen.
I just don't understand why you need to dunk it in so much tomato sauce.
That's the best part.
That's what it's all about.
I know. Who are these people? Go home.
Go home.
Jade Hansen strikes again.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Time's up. Hold on. All right,
so
you've got 30 seconds. Ready?
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo,
the Novos.
You're so lucky sometimes, Crevo, because you're just not privy to some of the conversations Jade and I have and what she feels she can share with me versus you.
Oh, totally believe
that. We were in the car yesterday, right, and she goes, Maddie, my boobs hurt. I go, okay, I don't really understand, but the terrible must be awful.
Yeah.
She's like, do you know I did the math? That my boobs are sore for 2 weeks of a month. And I was like, oh, is that like a problem or is it a lady thing?
Well, it's a lady thing around that time of the month, I guess.
So if it's 2 weeks of the month, that means that for half the year, half your life, your boobs are sore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that...
That seems like a lot.
It does.
Like more than average. I'm going to just put it out
what
there.
What causes it?
Well, from what I've looked into this, like, obviously I have one of these apps where, as a woman, like, you can track your PMS.
What's
and just,
it called?
It's called Clue. And so you can track, you know, when you get your monthlies and your cycle, just so you know it's regular. And if, like, for me, when my breasts do get sore, I can track it so you can see if, you know, there's anything abnormal going on.
So it's linked to, like, the time of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put the info in for a while and then it figures it out for you.
Yeah, and it, you know, but you've got to be consistent. And I'm always very consistent with putting in, like, you know, if you get a blemish or anything like that, you can just track everything you want.
Right.
And I've been tracking, obviously, my breast pain with it. And they just say it's obviously to do with... I'm terrible at explaining this sort of stuff. Hormones, so it's actually my my milk ducts in my breasts that actually swell. So it's got it's partly to do with your hormones.
Jesus,
so,
Jade, even your milk ducts in your breasts want you to have a child.
It's terrible.
Can you just do it?
Can I just have a baby? That's what you say. I know you're dying to be
godfather.
Godfather Maddie and Uncle Maddie. But yeah, it's honestly horrible. And when I did the math the other day, I was thinking, how terrible.
Half your life.
Half my life, my boobs are going to be like sore like that. And I don't know if there's other women out there on 131009 who suffer the same symptoms as I do. Because for me, I'm lucky I don't get cramps. But for me, the breast pain is quite severe at times. And I actually take painkillers to, you know, because it just...
Maybe something's wrong.
Well, I don't know. I've been wondering if I should go see a doctor about it.
Have they been this painful in the past?
Yeah, like...
Because you've been complaining, like, more lately.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's because I'm getting into my mid to late 30s, so I don't know if my hormones are changing again. So I just don't know. But, like, I was saying to you, but when I worked out the math, I was thinking, that's terrible. And I don't know if you can see a doctor or a specialist. So if there's any women out there on 131009 who can shed some light on the matter, or if there's any tips or tricks that you do to help.
Yeah, like pain
relief. I honestly would be
Yeah, great. I'd be so grateful.
Or even a great doctor who, like, knows more, like, specialises in this sort of stuff and maybe can help Jade out.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Well, taking your calls after this, 13 10 09, help Jade's boo pain.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Big shout out to a Happy Mobile Cafe.
Yeah, absolutely. They always bring us the delicious coffees each morning. And Carl and Benny, they're just the nicest guys.
Carl and Benny actually gave us a treat today, too.
I know, extra treat.
They delivered us some nice little chockies, I think, in the lead up to Halloween. So big thank you to you guys. It was absolutely delicious with my coffee.
Oh, good stuff. Well, 13 10 09 this morning, we're after your home remedies and advice on Jade's boo pain.
My heart, my heart, my heart, my lovely lady, love, love.
So obviously, boo my boo pain. It's so how we got around this was like yesterday. I was in the car to Maddie. My boobs are a little bit sore, and I was saying to Maddie that I did the math. Mm. Thanks to my app that I can track, you know, my monthlies and all that sort of thing, or my women's business, and I noticed that for 2 weeks of every month, I've got sore breasts, and it's just for me it's actually really quite painful. And when I was saying earlier, it's actually because of the increase of the level of estrogen before a period. So this causes the milk ducts, which I was saying earlier, and the glands to swell, which traps fluid in the breasts.
Mm.
So, you know, many women have tenderness or pain in the lead up to a period, and sometimes it can be quite extreme, like for me.
So, Jade, question. For us guys that have never experienced this sort of pain, what could you compare it to that maybe like something that we suffer with? Like a pain, or like, is it more like a bruise or a throbbing feeling?
It's more of a, it can, I guess it's more of a, it's
is
a
it like
constant
annoying?
Pain. Yeah, you know what, for me, because I do have larger boobs, so for me, no, Maddie's going, no, but I think
it makes a difference.
It makes a difference, you know, and I do have, like, I always make sure I have supporting bras for myself, but it's just this constant pain, like sometimes when you take the bra off, it's just this, when your boobs drop, it's like this ache, it's just like, you know when you get home, you've had a long day on your feet, and you finally, like, kick your shoes off, and sometimes your feet might ache?
Yeah.
It's sort of like that.
That kind of, like, ongoing, low-level, annoying ache.
Ache. Mm. Yeah, it's a pain. Okay. And I just, I don't know if there's something out there that women are taking that can help on 13 10 09.
All right. Hey, Helen, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Now, can you help Jade out here? Do you suffer with the same thing, or did you?
No, well, I did, but I didn't. So I was pregnant when I did.
Yep.
And I can feel your pain. And obviously, being an older lady, I think I'm starting to go through menopause. But this month, mine were aching like I've never felt it before.
Wow.
So I just went, oh, that's not good. But I just left it and it just went away. So, but yeah. You could probably go to the doctor and ask, but I don't know if there's anything, maybe a vitamin or something.
Yeah.
Well, Jade's been worried that she's going to spend the rest of her life in pain.
Well,
so maybe
2 weeks every month, like, yeah, that's a lot.
But obviously, once you do start to go through menopause, things might change a bit.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Still,
but that's still a long way away. Helen,
exactly right.
So, well, obviously, that's something to look forward to when you get pregnant,
can
I guess.
Can you put, like, a hot water bottle or something on there?
You can put a hot water bottle, but you need to be careful, though, because those things pop, so you don't want to burn yourself. I'd probably use a wheat bag.
I do have a wheat bag.
One of those in the microwave.
And Nurofen.
Wheat bag.
What about a massage, like, from your hubby? No, honestly, that's a serious question. Like, if...
Yeah, well...
Does that help? Or?
No,
well, that's all I've been seeing. That's all I've been sitting opposite her, seeing her doing for the last 5 minutes, massaging them. So I thought maybe that helps.
It's probably okay for Jade to do it because she's got control, but someone else probably... they're not going to know the pain she's in. So
Exact right spot. Do that yourself, Jade.
Maybe in the shower, too, like a warm shower, do it.
Okay. Thank you, Helen. That's really helpful.
You know what, Helen, I wish if I didn't have a mum, I'd want you to be my mum.
Oh,
you've got good advice.
You.
Good advice.
Solid
thank
advice.
You. I try.
Thanks, Helen.
Thank you.
Oh, I love her.
Hi, Sonia.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. Do you have any advice for me?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
Yeah, doing good.
That's good. Yeah, I just wanted to add a bit of input just to let you know that it doesn't cease once you hit menopause either. I'm menopausal at the moment. My boobs are sore 2 weeks of every month.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So you're in the same boat as poor Jade.
Yeah, and, like, when you take your bra off, you have to hold your boobs so that sore so that they don't drop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this dull, aching, horrible pain that you've got. It's like a real heavy feeling.
Did you, Sonia, before menopause, did you used to suffer from this your whole life? Yeah.
My whole life, yep.
It's horrible. Honestly, it just sucks being a woman sometimes.
Sonia, did you ever go to a doctor about it or anything?
No, because I just thought it was lead up to so, you know, I just put it down to hormonal.
Yeah,
right, okay.
Do you have I'm trying not to sound weird here, but Sonia, do you have larger breasts like Jade? So maybe that's a thing, Jade.
Maybe it could be
a common factor here.
I do want to thank you because when you talk to girls who aren't so well endowed, they don't suffer from it. Well, not that, you know, my friend group way.
Right. Yeah. Right. So from who you've talked to, doesn't seem as bad.
Yeah, thanks, Sonia.
We've got one more. Trish is on the phone. She's got a really good cure, apparently, for this. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hey, Trish. Hello, Trish. Tell us about your boob pain cure, please.
Believe it or not, it might sound stupid, but when I was around Jade's age, I had the same problem, and I was told to use cabbage leaves.
What?
There's something in them that helps it, and when you sleep at the night, you put some on, and when she gets a bad pain, just tell her to try it out for 3 or 4 days.
Wow,
see
okay.
See how she goes with it.
So are you saying you, like, break a few leaves off the cabbage and just, like, strap them on?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Or
how do you apply them?
Well, you tuck them into the bra.
You put them in your bra cleaver.
Huh? Okay.
You pack them in your bra.
Trish, I don't believe that, Trish. It's a vegetable leaf.
Yeah, but seriously, Maddie, I didn't believe it at all. But when I actually tried it years ago, it actually worked for me. Like, I'm 54 now.
Oh, Trish, imagine waking up in the morning and the cabbage leaves have been in your bra all night.
It worked for me.
I reckon Jade is ready to try anything.
No, thank you. I know the guys are being skeptics, but I will give it a go.
Yeah, just give it a go. It might work for you, but it worked for me. That's all. Okay.
I'm just actually Googling it now. There is actually some information on it.
There's supposed to be something in the cabbage leaf that eases
interesting.
The pain or something.
Well, Trish, I reckon Jade should give it a go tonight and report back here tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good
all right.
Stuff.
Thanks, Trish.
And
thanks,
cabbage Trish. Is not expensive.
No.
Cheaper than, like, some fancy vitamins, I tell you that for free.
Hey, you can put it in a soup the next day as well. Why is it? We can't be wasting
listen to
food.
You, too. Anyway, thank you for your
being
calls,
very mature
ladies.
About it.
So was I, thank you. Dr. Coleman, coming up after 7:30 here, guys. Love it or loathe it, up next.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, that's right. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, Maddie and Jade. And today, I want to talk about going all out on your birthday party. Love it or loathe
it. 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Of course, Maddie and I love it.
Now, when you say going all out, do you mean like decorations or like going all out having a fun
cakes.
Time?
Yeah, like just like making a really big party for yourself.
Never for myself.
Yeah, I'm a control freak.
Yeah, you are. Never for myself. I like doing nice part, like putting together parties for people.
Yeah,
but
right.
You know what? I expect it back sometimes, you but it never seems to happen.
Well,
but that's
Jade,
right.
Jade, you love a big party as well.
Yeah, I do. I go planning overload.
I feel like this might be your spirit animal in a way because Kim Kardashian has just celebrated her 40th. I want you guys to have a guess how much she spent. Just a couple of days away with the girls.
I'm guessing a lot of money, so I'm going to say $500,000.
$1.7 million.
You're sort of all in the right ballpark. She spent $1 million for a five-day trip. It was only 30 guests.
easy to spend that much, though.
How?
No, well, think about it. The place she would be going wouldn't be cheap.
Yeah, so it was a private island in Tahiti, basically.
Probably a bargain for her, let's be honest.
But people are saying she's a bit tone deaf for doing this because of, like, everything that's happening in the world. But, yeah, she's flown her squad, 30 people, away to this private island.
You know what?
You know what? She's got the money. Let her do what she wants. Like,
And I don't think she cares what people say.
Oh, absolutely right. So this is the things that they did on the island. Dancing, riding bikes, swimming near whales, kayaking, and watching a movie on the beach.
Oh, how nice.
Million bucks, boom, gone.
Wow.
Great for the local economy,
very,
I'll say that.
You know what? Very easy to spend
100%.
$1 million.
Really?
If you think about it. Yeah, things add up really quick. Like, I've been thinking about this Halloween party I'm putting on. Very easy.
Jade, not comparable.
$1 million.
Not comparable.
Well, look, it feels like I've spent that much.
It's interesting because everyone on the trip was tested for COVID before they left in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And then they all got on a private Boeing 777.
Wow.
Although I would say there'd be a fair few of those hanging around unused at the moment. So
I
probably
would agree
get
with
a deal.
That.
Getting a bargain. Wow. Oh, living the dream.
One day, guys.
One day.
$1 million party.
I'll buy a lotto ticket now. I'm inspired by that.
I'd love to come to that.
News time up next at New FM. And we're making another Anaconda Cash call before 8 o'clock this morning. Stand by your phones. And don't forget, if you've registered, to answer with I Love New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, if you're still wondering how to celebrate Halloween, you can head to the Newcastle Food and Flower Markets for their Mexican Fiesta. You can dress up still and you can feast on a Mexican degustation menu whilst being entertained with a professional mariachi band all under festoons and lanterns. And there's also a fabulous prize for the best dressed couple. You can still book your tickets now at foodandflowermarkets.com.au.
Excellent. And Jade's also offering tickets to listeners to come to her personal home for her Halloween party. Jokes. Hey, Dr. Coleman is up next answering all of your medical questions after Nickelback, When We Stand Together, at 105.3 New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Dr. Coleman is here to answer all of your medical questions. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, all. Good to be here.
Thank you. What's the weather like up in the Tiwi Islands today?
Hot and sweaty, yes. Yeah. This time of year, it's called the build-up, which means it's just, or the mango madness means everyone starts going a bit crazy in the heat.
Oh, there's no mangoes. Is there mango plantations up there?
Yeah. So the up north here, there's a lot of mango trees just all around the place, and they all start ripening now, which is lovely. But it is associated with the weather is, it's sort of this is build-up, which means it gets really humid.
Do you get on the mango daiquiris, Doctor? On the weekend, of course.
Some secrets have to stay on island.
Yeah, of course they do.
You're living in the best place. I can't get enough of mangoes.
Mangoes are so bloody expensive.
Yeah.
Like, what a place to live.
Where they're just growing everywhere.
They say money doesn't grow on trees. But
yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. All right, question number one for you, Dr. Coleman. Here we go.
Hey, Doc, my wife's thinking about getting her nipples pierced. Now, I'm not going to object to this. We've been talking about it. I'm more keen for it. But she's just mainly worried about if there's going to be any dramas down the track if we do have kids. Now, we don't have kids now. If we do have kids, is there any dramas going to be popping up if we want to breastfeed?
Yeah, that's a good question. Nipple piercing has certainly increased in popularity over the last probably couple of decades, I guess.
Yeah.
There are cases where there are difficulties breastfeeding. So it doesn't automatically rule out breastfeeding by any means. So the majority of women who've had their nipples pierced at a younger age, as long as you take the piercing out, can breastfeed. But there is always a risk of scarring, and it's the scarring that, so for example, if it gets pierced and then it gets traumatized, tugged or whatever, or gets a bit infected, you can get a bit of scarring around the nipple. And once that happens, that can actually affect the milk flow through the duct in the nipple. So it is a bit of a risk.
It's interesting that you say that, because I know this is, he asked for a female, but my friend, he actually got his nipple pierced and then it got infected and went all wrong, and his nipple sort of deformed. So he actually went back to the doctor and he asked the doctor to actually cut his nipple, like remove his nipple.
Right off.
Yeah, and he did. And so now he's only got one nipple, and on the other side it's just the nipple's removed, and yeah, it just got stitched up.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, that's a fairly extreme case of what I'm talking about, but certainly it does happen, and clearly if that happened in a woman, that would, you know, severely impact the chances of breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So that is the sort of risk you're talking about. It's not a huge risk, but it's certainly there, and things can go wrong and do sometimes go wrong.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Dr. Coleman. Number two.
Hi, Dr. Coleman. I just wanted to know, my partner has been eating a lot of salt lately. Like, I'm talking a lot of salt. You know, the extra large table salts? We go through one of them like in 2 months. It's ridiculous. Could something be wrong with him for eating that much salt?
Yeah, that's an unusual one, actually. But look, eating a lot of salt is not good for you. So there's two things there. One is that having eaten, you know, a large container of salt in 2 months is not going to be good for your kidneys and your blood pressure. So I would worry about the effects of the salt. And the second one is that a sudden craving for salt is quite unusual. And I do think it's worth getting to the doctor and getting a kidney function test, which is a simple blood test, just to see if there's some... There are a few unusual conditions that make your salt... make you lose salt in the kidneys,
okay.
And then once that salt level goes down, your body can crave those salts. So yeah, we're getting tested.
Just checking that out. Very interesting.
Well, there he is. If you would like to ask Dr. Coleman a medical question, hit us up on Facebook or send us a DM on Insta. Dr. Coleman, pleasure as always. Thank you, sir.
No worries.
Thanks, Doc. See you, man.
Bye.
Alrighty. Coming up after this, we're making another Anaconda cat. You mixed my words up there.
Okay.
I think I had a stroke. Anaconda Cash Calls. Doing it next. Make sure if you've registered at newfm.com.au to answer your phone with I Love New FM. If you do, you go into the draw for the $5,000 prize pack from Anaconda. Plus, you win a $50 gift card to spend at Anaconda.
How good is that?
And anything you want. Making the call next.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
We're making our Anaconda Cash Call right now.
Anaconda, Bennett's Green Grand Opening. This Saturday. Play more, pay less. New FM's Anaconda Cash Calls.
Yep, that is right. A $5,000 Anaconda prize pack right before summer. I love this. It's going off all day here at New FM. Register now, newfm.com.au. New FM's Anaconda Cash Calls. We could be calling you anytime. You just need to answer with I Love New FM. You're in the draw and you win the gift card.
You're going
to
do it within five rings.
Yeah, Maddie always answers the phone like that anyway, so it'd be easy for him.
Yeah, I Love New FM.
Oh, good to talk to you again, Maddie.
Shut up. Of course, the big new Anaconda store opening, Bennett's Green, this Saturday, guys, at 8 a.m. We're calling Waratah West today.
Ooh.
Nice part of the world.
Yeah, that it is.
First place I lived in Newcastle, actually, when I moved here.
Here we go.
We're calling Emily. Five rings.
One. Two. Three.
Come on.
Four. Five.
Nah.
I Love New FM.
Oh,
I don't know.
I think that's the sixth ring, isn't it? Oh, I don't know how that works.
I'm making an executive decision. We're giving it to you.
Yeah, good on you, Emily.
Thank you so much.
How are you, Emily? You're doing good?
Yeah,
Good. I'm madly getting lunches packed and school run and dog outside and all that sort of stuff.
We have to help the mums of Newcastle.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're that kind of place.
Answer your phone within five rings. We're not going to break that rule all the time.
No. I was just currently running through the house, so I'm very lucky I caught it.
Oh, very good. You're in the draw. $5,000 worth of Anaconda gear. Isn't that just an incredible prize? How many kids do you have?
We've got one, but he's like 10.
Well, do you know what? Perfect age to enjoy that gear.
He's
like 10 kids in one.
Oh, well, there you go.
High energy, is it?
20 kids in one.
Oh, good stuff. We're glad you're in the draw. Thank you so much. Newfm.com.au if you'd like to enter. It's running for the rest of the week, guys. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, answer your phone within five rings.
Yeah, that's right.
I love New FM. Guy Sebastian coming up, co-hosting the show for the next half an hour here at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guy Sebastian, we love him, right?
We do.
So talented. Australia's most successful solo artist of all time.
No doubt about that.
Is he really?
Male,
100%.
Wow. Sold the most records. Over 5 million. For Australia, that's pretty big.
That's huge.
Insane.
Yeah.
Massive. He's got a brand new album out at the moment. It's called Truth. Just hit number one on the ARIA charts yet again. Knocked it out of the park. You can stream it now wherever you get your music from, Spotify, Apple Music. He's joining us on the show next, co-hosting till 8:30.
Jay, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
The Novos.
Guy Sebastian joins us on the show right now. Guy, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
Another number one.
Huge.
Yep.
We expected nothing less.
Huge was the celebration. I've got to admit, it was a bit of a do that Sony threw. They got me in this room, and then all the staff were there, and they all had like Guy Sebastian merch T-shirts on, which was so sweet. And then they're like, oh, we're here to celebrate your number one, and we've got some special guests. And then my brother comes out, my best mate Timbo comes out, and then obviously Jules was there. And then they're like, oh, we've got another surprise for you, we've got two more people. And then my parents come out. They'd flown my parents down. I haven't seen them because of COVID. But I haven't seen them for 8 months, and so it was just a massive tear attack, and everyone was bawling. And then my mum did tequila shots for the first time, and dad was sideways.
What a party. I thought for a moment you're going to say that they flew in DJ Khaled and you're going to team up on another single and go, another one.
I feel like exactly. Guy's better than that.
Yeah, so do I. He's got his own stuff.
I don't know if I would have cried as much.
Hey, mate, do you know what I love about this? Obviously, you know, we've been following you for years and years and years, but man, you are an incredible songwriter. I mean, album after album, single after single, you're smashing them out. Have you always had that skill, or is it something that you've kind of developed over time?
I've always written songs. Like, the first song I wrote was, I think I was in year nine. Yeah, I would have been in year nine, because the love of my life at that point was my first girlfriend in high school, and her name was Corinne, and she dumped me, and I was just gutted. And I wrote this song called Please Don't Go, and I realised it was a massive rip off of Tevin Campbell, because the melody went,
Please don't go. I need you by my side. Girl, you know.
And then, but then now in hindsight, I know there's a Tevin Campbell song that was released around the same time. That was exactly the same melody.
Look, we don't need a Katy Perry style disaster with Dark Horse, you know. Like, sometimes you get inspired,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, well, you at the time, you would have thought you were such a, you know, an original genius. And then you didn't realize you've been hearing this for weeks.
But then I kept writing, and then I remember I was in high school, like probably year 11 or year 12 or something, and there was this competition for pilot pens, and they wanted some song, and you had to include a certain amount of words, and you won like a massive home theatre system.
Yeah.
If you got chosen. So I recorded this little demo of this song that I'd written in my bedroom, and I sent it over for this pilot pens competition, and ended up winning, and I scored my parents like a massive home theatre system. So I think that was probably the first time I realised, oh, maybe you can like make a living out of this
thing. Make some cash, boy.
That's so cool.
I don't know. I just, written ever since.
Well, Guy, I have to say to you, I'd seen you on TV. You know how, like, you watch shows and you think, oh, you know, there might be auto-tune or something like that. I actually went to Taylor Swift's, I think it was her red tour down under around 2015. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you were actually the pre-show entertainment for her in Brisbane. And I saw you there, and wow, you were absolutely incredible. Like, I, you sort of blew me away, because I didn't, you know, you're not sure how someone's going to perform live. You are absolutely fantastic. I'm not saying that to suck up or anything like that. No. But genuinely, though, it was great. Like, you know, the only other band I've seen is Aerosmith. You were like that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty hard on myself when it comes to live singing. I've never understood. I think, you know, what it was is I didn't really go to shows when I was younger.
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't really afford to go to shows, or, you know, and then once I got in my 20s, like literally I was 21, I think, 22, I went to my first ever concert, and it was Prince.
Yeah.
And it was just like the most insane concert. And then I went to a couple more, and it was so bad, like people that I'd loved, and they couldn't sing in tune, like, yeah, they were using all sorts of like things to help them, and I think it was at a young age where I just went, like, that's just not right. I just think if you charge money and you put on a show, like, you don't want people leaving there going, oh, nah, he sounds way better on the record. I would rather the opposite.
Yeah,
rather than people go,
well,
oh, it sounds better.
Hands down, you tick that box.
Hey,
it's the man, Guy Sebastian, his new album, Truth. It's out now. We've got more with him next.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Hey, Guy, you're back on the road next year. I love that you've released the date so far ahead, because I guess we don't know what the start of the year is going to look like. But November 4th, you're coming to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. You love touring, right? Like, I went to your arena tour. Really good. Really cool, man. So what's on the agenda this time?
Well, it's a big show, so obviously arena tour means like a bit of a bigger production. But
yeah,
I've already started to kind of piece together some of the creative and on a theme, like it's going to be a pretty big production. But I want it to still feel like it's an intimate show, you know. Mm. I still want to make it feel really homely, and I think people come to my shows, everyone who's been there before, they sort of know there's
a couple of fireworks, but you might pull out a guitar.
Exactly. But it's always a very homely sort of environment, and you know, tend to talk a bit and share some stories and a killer band. I think mostly I'm just looking forward to getting the band on the road again as well. I mean, it's been pretty challenging for a lot of people in you know, my industry. They're just desperate to get back on the road and to play shows again. And you know, it's hard to explain the feeling as a performer when you've written songs and you hop on the piano at a live gig and you're just looking at you know, a whole lot of people in front of you, and you start playing an intro to a certain song, and I might see, for example, I might see a couple look at each other really excitedly, and I can tell that it's their song. You know, that's the song they've been waiting for.
Yeah, what a song.
It's just such a rush, like, as an artist. It just feels so good to actually see that in, you know, and to see even kids cry, like, they can't contain their emotions sometimes. They're so excited. They're like,
what a great feeling as a human, though, to know that you're doing that.
To connect with people like that.
Guy, tickets.com.au, real quick. I know you have to go. Idol's back. Are you ditching The Voice, going back on Idol? I think you should.
Go back to the roots.
It would seem very full circle, wouldn't it? Look, I've definitely had conversations about it. And
whoever pays the most.
No, I just don't think I'd jump from show to show to show, you know, like, because I've been...
X Factor and
The Voice. I think that's enough. You know,
multi-series deal. You've signed it. We know you have.
Exactly. And then I'm going to go on Celebrity Survivor and...
No, Idol's different, though. I think people, like, really get off on you going back on Idol. I think it's the only choice, to be honest, but that's just me.
I'm sure I'll do something on there, like, but more as a guest, I think. Yeah. I'd love to visit and
come back as a guest with your fro.
All right, there we go.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, man.
You've been wrapped up. You're on a tight schedule.
See you, man.
Bye. But yeah, no, I would love to visit set or something and watch Mark Holden deliver another touchdown. That would be
100%.
Hopefully his teeth don't fall out when he does it.
So good, man. Bloody legend.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off with Jackson after 9.
Yes, it is, sorry.
JD Ferry, sorry, I didn't have my headphones on, so that's a Radio 101 fail on my
side. That's okay.
Or as Borat calls her, Katy Pepsi.
Yes. My favourite.
Savage Garden as well is on the way, and... Doja Cat. I love this woman's Instagram lives.
Oh, really? I'll have to check that out.
They go for about 3.5 hours.
Really?
Are they loose? Yeah, basically it's just her sprinkling her cat with catnip.
Well, I find that very entertaining.
And she yells at her fans as well.
Like
thank you. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music after 9.
And we're kicking off a really, I guess... passionate segment that we all like to get behind, obviously the Westpac rescue helicopter, and we're going to be talking to some of the people who've had these incredible rescue stories, like Casey Hodgson from Boolaroo at Lake Macquarie there. She actually had a terrifying skydiving accident where she needed to be rescued by the Westpac rescue helicopter, and we're actually going to be talking to her after this.
Yeah, and thank you to the Westpac rescue helicopter service for teaming up with us on this one. It's an incredible local segment that's all about local stories, because they do save so many lives, guys. And of course, to support your rescue helicopter service, please visit rescuehelicopter.com.au.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Right now, it's time for the Novos Rescue Stories.
The Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service, saving Newcastle lives since 1975.
We could be heroes.
The Novos Rescue Stories.
All right, guys, here we go. It's our very first Westpac Rescue Helicopter Rescue Story. Joining us right now is a young woman called Casey. Now, Casey was saved by the Westpac Rescue Helicopter after a parachute accident. It's scary stuff. She joins us now. Casey, hello.
Hi, how are you all?
Good, thank you.
Doing good. First of all, thank you for joining us. Such an important cause, of course, the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. Can you tell us about your accident?
So my accident happened the 5th of November 2011. I was 17. I had bugged my parents for probably about 12 months to let me go skydiving, and they finally relented and bought me a gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going fine. The pre-jump was amazing. There was me and another two for like one other tandem jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That were in the plane. We jumped first, so I was the first out of the plane. Everything was going great. The other tandem pair were heavier, so they landed first. And then the plane landed, which we found out isn't quite how things should go, and taxied across the paddock where we were all coming in to land, where I was coming in to land with my tandem master. And the tandem master had to make a quick decision as to whether we should try and skid and potentially run into the plane, which was parked across where we were going to land.
Yeah.
With the propeller still rolling, or just smash into the ground. So we took evasive action and just crashed us into the ground.
Jeez.
So how high up were you when you had to make that decision, and what was the impact like?
So he'd already given me the signal to, I don't know if you've been skydiving, but they normally tap you on the shoulder and you tuck your legs up so they can slide their legs under.
Yeah, right.
So he'd already done that, and I was like, this is great. Like, I was waving at my parents. I didn't think anything of the plane. I hadn't noticed it. And then next minute he just yanks on the right-hand side rope, or the left-hand side ropes, I should say. And we were probably about 50 feet in the air. And then, yeah, next minute we're just smashing and rolling around on the ground.
I know it's probably hard to think back now, Casey, but if you do, what kind of thoughts were running through your mind? Do you think of, hey, maybe this is the end?
So we impacted heavily on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
And I could instantly feel bones breaking. And I went numb from the waist down. And my first thought was, I'm never going to walk again. So that was a bit scary.
Yeah.
So there was no pain as such? Because obviously the adrenaline kicked in?
There was a bit of pain, but I was numb. I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't roll over if I needed to. I'd hurt my arm. I'd like skinned my arm, so I was more concerned about that. I was like, I'm bleeding on my shirt, on my jeans. My head was a bit all over the place. But yeah, I was little things like that. Like my dad ran over and started doing first aid, and I remember telling him, I have to go to work tonight. You have to ring my boss.
Oh, geez. So the
star employee.
Yeah, yes. Wow.
Jesus.
So the Westpac Rescue helicopter was called in, and then, like, what did they do? Like, what was that experience like? Can you recall any of that?
So I remember them making the decision to call an ambulance, and then another ambulance showed up, and then the area coordinator for the ambulance showed up. And then a couple of police cars showed up, just for fun, I guess. And then the ambulance was sort of assessing me. And they're like, no, we don't feel comfortable moving her by road. We don't know the extent of her injuries internally. So then the call was made to phone in the helicopter. And I remember thinking, amazing. Like, this is, we're going to get sorted. It'll all be good. And just to be able to hear the helicopter coming in, I was like, right, nope, they're going to get it all under control. They'll fix me up. They'll take me straight to hospital and I'll be all good.
Wow.
And how, like, talk us through that time when you thought, you know what, I might be paralyzed forever here. Like, what was going through your mind, and how grateful were you when the helicopter did show up?
As soon as the impact happened, I was numb from the waist down. So I was like, I'm never going to be able to ride a bike. I'm not going to be able to walk. I'm not going to be able to stand. I was 17. I hadn't even had my year 12 formal. I was like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So it was pretty terrifying. I think that was the worst part of the whole thing. But then the helicopter arrived, and they were sort of like, did all the assessments, and they're like, oh, no. Maybe you've just dislocated your hip, you know. Don't just assume the worst. We'll get a hospital.
Yeah, so they were quite positive.
Yeah, they were, and it was much appreciated.
Quick question. Obviously, this accident was 9 years ago, so how are you now? Like, for, I think a lot of people are probably wondering how you went with your injuries, and, like, obviously you're walking again?
So I'm working again casually at this time being. The surgery, they put like a plate across the back of my pelvis, and a wire through the front to hold me all together. So it took a while for me to start and be able to wait there and walk again. Beside me was hydrotherapy and physiotherapy. It was probably about 2 or 3 months before I could walk again, unaided without crutches. So I've basically recovered enough now that I can get by doing everything. But there's still things like I can't really run. Like the repetitive impact of running jars my back where the plate is.
Yeah.
So I can feel it pulling. But I've just sort of work around that and just exercise how I can and...
Casey,
go to the gym and
have they said that it's going to be hard for you to bear children?
Yes. Yeah, they said that would be the next major hurdle that I will face. So they said it would probably be easier for me to have like a cesarean.
Yeah.
Because my pelvis won't have the ability to flex.
Wow,
open
geez,
for the baby.
I mean, it seems like, I mean, obviously not a full recovery, but God, you're so much further along than... In those first scary moments, you thought you'd be already, and you know, I'm
100%.
Sure the recovery, you'll just keep getting better. The human body is amazing.
Yeah, things are looking up. So,
good stuff.
Than what I originally thought.
Yeah, 100%. Casey, what a great story, and we do really appreciate you sharing such a personal story with us in Newcastle. So, all the best, and of course, please support the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. They do incredible work.
Yeah, they sure do. And of course, another one on the show next week. Love that.
Jay, Maddie, and Creepo, the Novos.
Oh, us done for another day, guys.
Yes. It's good fun today.
Another day done.
It was good fun. Jade, we need to have an intervention.
Why? What
just
now?
Quickly before the show
what
ends.
Now?
What's wrong?
I don't know how to say this.
No. Don't break my heart.
I think I'm going to break your heart.
Oh.
Get ready. Ralph Wiggum over here.
Oh,
you know when Lisa breaks his
rip
heart.
Rip it off like a band-aid.
Jade, you can't smother me.
Oh, okay.
You can't smother me. So, Jade today... Look, she likes... I'm glad that, you know, we're all good and we're hanging out, blah, blah, blah. But, Jade, you just take it a step too far. So this morning, I have... Jade picks me up at 5:30. We're together from that time.
Yeah.
So we do the show together. We plan the show together. We'll leave here about 11:30.
Yeah.
Jade's organised for me to go to Shindigs to look at Halloween costumes
that's
with her.
Right,
so
that'll
take us to around 1 o'clock. She then wants me to help her make vodka jelly shots for her party. That'll be 2:30.
Yep.
Then she wanted me to have a movie afternoon with her and nap at her house. That'll take us through to 5 o'clock, and we've already organised dinner.
A team dinner.
A team dinner tonight. I can't spend that much time with you.
So
I love you.
You'd be...
It's too much, dog. Too much.
So say the dinner ended at like 8. That'd be... about 15-16 hours together.
I need some separation,
well,
you know.
That's fair.
I don't do well with smothering.
I know.
He's his own man, isn't he?
He is. That's why you've got commitment issues with your relationships.
I don't.
It's true. I'm just trying to prep you for your
I
next
just
boyfriend.
Don't like to be smothered.
I know.
I love you.
I know.
No smothering.
I know.
I'm not a toy.
Oh.
To keep you entertained.
Jade's like, that's debatable.
That's, yeah.
What about you? Why don't you ask Crevo to come over and watch
Crevo's
movies?
Because Crevo's always busy. I extended the invite yesterday.
Yeah, well, what movie would it be?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I wanted to watch some horror movies while we made the vodka jelly shots.
She was filthy at you this morning.
Why? What did I do this morning?
Okay.
Jade went and... maybe purchased a cabinet from Sydney.
Oh.
Right? She's like debating this morning. She's like, I found this antique cabinet I love and I've just spent $210 on it, but I don't want to tell my husband. And I was like, look, why don't you ask Crevo to go pick it up for you when he's in Sydney next picking up his stuff?
Yeah, right.
He's conveniently never going the way that I want to. He won't pick it up.
Yeah, I did say that.
Well, you did. It was Inner West, right?
Mascot.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes in a mascot.
Sometimes.
Not going there, though, not for the next couple
there.
Of months.
It's okay.
Always got stuff.
Hey, on. Jackson, you've got a ute. Why don't you pick it up for Jade?
Oh, I'm busy on whatever day that is.
No. 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes.
Yeah.
Jeez, I wouldn't want to be a damsel in distress. Couldn't rely on you three.
I'll just call the police.
They're good at that
Your
sort of stuff.
Your feminine wiles don't work on us, Jade.
Oh, I know.
Bam, bam. Vance Choi.
Good tune.
I've got the actual thing.
Perfect. Shawn Mendes and Wonder.
I'm obsessed with this song.
I haven't heard it yet.
So neither have I.
Do you know what? He's revealed he's written the whole album about Camila Cabello.
Did you see his Instagram yesterday with him and Camila cuddling in the kitchen?
Oh, I did see
have
that.
Have they broken up yet? Or is it's after this
They're
album,
together.
Isn't it?
They're happy.
Do you know what I'll accept? That he's secretly gay and it's a showbiz relationship of convenience.
Yeah. She's his beard.
When are you ever going to meet Shawn Mendes?
You don't know.
Maddie is in the entertainment industry, okay? And he's a high-profile radio DJ.
Work so on those commitment issues first because he smothers.
He can smother me. That's
you'll allow it?
CeeLo Green as well.
Well, that's smothering of another type if you're sleeping next to him. Jeez. Big boy. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Jay, Maddie, and Chris.